Drive.
Yesterday I
drove.
Many times I have
driven.
All right. Now you mentioned eaves before. You want to describe what's that?
It's just the overlapping part of the roof that covers the porch.
How about the thing that runs along the eave that catches
gutter.
The roof?
The gutter.
All right, and then where the water goes down.
Drain.
All right. And if you had two peaks on your house, what would you call that narrow, that place down where you might have to go up there in the fall and sweep the leaves out?
We sweep the gutters out. I don't know.
Say something like that. Well, a low area.
Crevice, I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. The word valley isn't...
No, not for a house, no.
Okay. What does that mean?
Valley?
Yeah.
Land, a low place in the land.
How about a small outbuilding where you keep wood and tools?
No, I've heard of woodshed, but or a storage house.
How about something you might have? Your garage wasn't big enough and you had a large yard. And you want to put up a little something to keep the lawnmower?
Just a storage place. I don't
know. And before they had inside plumbing, they had
outhouses.
Okay. And any other names for that? Did you?
No, I don't know any. No.
You haven't heard any other names of that? All right.
John.
Okay. Now that would be used as a general term, right?
Right.
All right, and if you, there's a noise and you say,
I heard it.
Yeah. I have.
I have heard.
And I will.
Hear.
And I say, did you see him? You say, no, I
haven't seen him. Didn't see him.
Right. I might ask you, have you ever done that? And you say, why, sure, I, all the time.
I do it all the time.
Right. And he
does it.
I don't smoke cigarettes, but...
He does.
I'm going to say he do. So that... He, at one time, he was a very elegant dresser, but now he's very shabby in all of his ways, and he just...
Doesn't care.
I'm not sure of that. I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't think so. Do you?
And so that's, I'm not, are you certain about that? And you say, no.
I'm not sure.
Have you spoken to so-and-so lately? You say, well, yes, I was.
Talking to him yesterday.
Say the whole thing.
I was talking to him.
Yeah. And there's a boy in class who does all kinds of strange things. And you might say, I don't know.
What's with it?
There's something inside of him. You say, I don't know what
makes him tick.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
That's fine. Say that he didn't really commit that crime, but people
say he did.
Say the whole thing.
People say he did.
Right. Now you don't. It's that this is misleading because you don't get this kind of response from folks. This is like. A model interview, these forms are very hard to elicit from folk speakers. Okay, now that building you live in is called a
house.
In the plural?
Houses.
All right, and the largest outbuilding on a farm?
Barn.
Okay, and what's it used for? Do you have a barn? Can you think of a barn that you use?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what it's like.
And
where it was.
Okay, my great grandfather used to have a barn, and it was still large. It was red, large. It was wooden, and he stored hay in it and had tools, and he'd keep animals in there in the cold.
Okay, well, now which grandfather?
This was my great grandfather on my mother's side.
So this was in Bowling Rock.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about a building for storing corn?